Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Manga Podcast. This week we are talking about Dragon Ball's chapter 221 to 230, or if you're me, 16 to 26, or 17 to 26, caught it. This week, as always, I'm joined by Ryu, he who sips lean.
I do sip the lean.
Hot, tech support, antithesis.
Yay!
I'm Rose Ben, as always, let's get into the chapters.
I hate technology.
That's fair.
This is the best out there through an episode.
I want to finish the episode off by, like, when I was reading the chapter, there's just one panel when Goku finally comes back and he stands there super menacingly. I'll show the photo in the, what that's the call. That's the text. That's just the text of my thing.
That was what I said with it.
Net Game Strong is the comment I have. This is the image. And the image is just him looking menacingly, giant fucking neck. It's funny.
That's how you know he's an adult.
You know he's fully, like, a developer.
Like, that's not how Dragon Ball shows growth. Neck Game.
Now he's not, like, 19 anymore, bro.
That's a man right there. That's a man.
He's 20. He's real. Yeah. He's real old.
He's in his 20. He's older than Ben now.
He's older than that. No, you had the 5-year time skip, so that's already plus the 18.
No, he was 19.
After the time skip, like with
before time skip.
Yeah,
before time
skip. So that's 24. He's 25.
But Gohan is five, right? So I had a kid when he was 20.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
He almost immediately had sex. Yeah, little. Like right after, like,
and did not know what protection was.
Nope.
I mean, it's a condom.
I don't use condoms. Anyway,
okay, so, starting from the top.
Yes.
I really like,
the bomb.
Yeah, like, Krillin is a scaredy cat, right? We know this. But when he has to step in, he does. So, like, when after Nappa attacked Gohan, him just being like, all right, lock in, and then just attacking him and just, like he just spit game, bro.
Honestly, Krillin fucking pulled here.
Had moves, bro.
He was like lock in and just fucking went for it. Like the fucking,
that, and like also like his, like, okay, so do we want to talk about the name of his new move?
Kienzan?
In the Japanese, it's called the Kienzan.
Yeah, that's what my translation
is. Which the official translation is Ki Disc or Disc of Energy or something.
But the English dub name is far superior.
Yep, once again, Destructo Disc!
That's fucking sick. Holy
it's great.
They cooked so hard on these fucking names, dude.
Yes. They did. I love how Nappa was like, oh, I got this. And then Vegeta was like, Nappa, you fucking idiot. Dodge it. And
moron.
We can clearly tell who's the brains of this operation, bro. Like,
true,
Nappa ain't cooking. You can tell
by the forehead. Vegeta got a brain.
Also, I just wanted to mention, Nappa pin-slapped the child.
Yep, he did.
And with a backhand.
He did, yeah. I mean, I guess that's where Krillin draws the line, you know, a pimp slap.
Yeah.
He's the only pimp in these parts.
When Piccolo, like, shoots Nappa in the back, I love the fact, like, a lot of bodybuilders, they can't really reach the back of their back really well. Like, their arms, like, they have the bigger, like, muscles, so they can't really reach the back, right? Nappa can't either. Like, when he got shot in the back by Piccolo, when he just got, like, the hand blast, he's like this. He can't go further than this. He's, like, trying to reach, but he can't.
The same thing with, like, when Chiaotzu was on his back, right? Like, they recognize, like, oh, this man, he's huge, so he, like, his muscles, he won't be able to, like, reach around the back.
Exactly, like...
Very, very good detail, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That, like, really stood out to me as, like, a neat detail.
Flexibility diff, I guess.
Piccolo's last
stand. Piccolo, man, what a lad. He changed a lot. Like, he genuinely, like, by blocking that blast and be like, no, you're not gonna kill
this fucking
kid. It does
a lot for his character and, like, just showing where he is.
It does so much. Like, he gave his life for the kid. He trained for, he known for a year. Yeah, like, a year. He doesn't know, like, probably known about his existence just by feeling his ki, but he doesn't know before then, but, like, he's known, like, the kid, like, personally for, like, 6 months. They haven't And that was just pure training. They didn't talk much, I don't believe. They didn't show stories.
The Piccolo sacrifice is something that I completely forgot about. And, like, when I saw it happen, it reminded me of, like, you know, what when I've seen it most recently, which is this image right here.
I hate you. I gotta say.
Oh my god.
For context, I have to include that one in the video.
For context, it is the photo of Piccolo in the pasta. Like, the spaghetti noodles are standing like the pose, just catching the spaghetti noodles. I know this image before I've reading Dragon Ball at all. I completely forgot about it while reading now, and now that you showed me again, I can't unsee it.
I was like, the exact same. Look, I'm cursed with this knowledge. I was like, this is happening.
I loathe your existence, like... And I thought I hated technology. No, it was you all along, bro. I don't know.
It was me, Barry.
There's a reason we call him Aizen. Anyway,
Yo, like, I love that I got you so bad with that. Like, the right tone of voice to make you believe I had some profound shit to say.
Yeah, well. Like, some, like, cool, like, image, like a coolie drawn.
No,
like,
there's like, no introspection. Photo. That's spaghetti right there. I love me.
I hate you.
I do love Kami. Like, when we come back to Kami, Kami is really like... He's the final moments.
Okay, never mind. Just go on.
Yeah, in the final moments. And then we see, like, it's sad, but like Kami disappears. Piccolo's body is still there, which I found weird. This may be because Piccolo is a junior and, like, bred from the original body, so not technically the original Piccolo. Right? That's why he's still a body and doesn't dissipate into nothing. Or this means that Kami is actually less than Piccolo of a person or character. Like, as in the sense that Kami is the Piccolo's full being before one part became Kami was
more physically evil than like good. Piccolo. Oh, like that, okay.
And then the good part split off, so that, like, the less part is what dissipates, and the, like, rest that stays is the part that becomes the body. Mm-hmm. That's my theorem. Sure. But might be the younger one that just lives. I don't know.
I just always, like, figured as the one that gets killed physically dies with their, like, their body just flops, right? But the other one just disappears completely. Like, think of it as... the difference between, like, sharing the same heart, if they, like, built the shared the same, like, physical, like, abilities or, like, physical attributes, then both of them would drop dead. But I feel like it's more like they're linked with their souls. So when one soul dies, the other person just disappears with their body and soul.
Yeah, but you could still say the other body is just soul-lead and the body just flops down. But, yeah, just a weird choice, in my opinion.
Yeah, like,
I get it.
I, like, talking about, like, Kami and Piccolo dying, like, Kami seems, like, kind of happy in some way to have reached the end of his life, which is very, very wild.
I don't think he's even happy. I think it's, like, Master Oogway. He knows his time has come, and he was prepared to die. I don't think he's happy to die.
I don't know. This might be, like, a difference in interpretation or translation, but, like, in the official translation, he says something along... He literally uses the word finally. Which, to me, implies that, like, he has been waiting for this for some time.
Yeah, he did say, he did predict that, I don't have much time to live anyways, right?
So yeah, but, like, then you would, like, would you then, like, be, like, finally, or, like, okay, it is happening? Finally, like, seems, it implies relief.
Yeah, it does. Like, my relation is, like, it looks like it's about time, my time is about to run out. Goku didn't make it there in time, but in the end, Piccolo surpassed me, the God of Earth. And then, Mr. Popo, I leave the rest to you.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really, like, a thing of, like, oh, finally, my time has come. But I think even finally, my time has come, that's exactly what Master Oogway says. My time has come, something along those lines. Like, they're not, I wouldn't think they are relieved. I would more interpret it as they're fine with finally... ending, and they know what I've done.
Oh no, he doesn't say finally. He says it seems that Goku didn't make it in time. At long, long last, it must end. Piccolo finally surpassed me. I can die, please.
I'm assuming he's lived for thousands of years, because Nekosama, like, full name, forgot. But, like, he's lived for 800. Yeah. Like, he's lived for 800. And
I guess, like, there's a lot of burden that comes with being, like, the god of Earth, I guess. Maybe that's where it's looking. He's like, well, I've done my job. It is over. And with that, I can be at peace.
Yeah.
So is Popo no Kami? Kami said, I'll leave the rest up to you.
I guess.
Implying that
we finally get a black god.
It was already a black god. He was the god of time, right?
Yeah. He represents. He was inspired by the god of time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, anyways, that the fact that he is now dead means that the Dragon Balls are gone. But Krillin seems to be onto something.
Krillin has, like, a loosely formed plan, it seems, or, like, he has an idea of something, like, based on just what Vegeta and Nappa were talking about. Just, like, a very small moment, but, like, it does actually show that, like, that Krillin has merits outside of fighting. Like, he's very quick to pick up on stuff.
It's always been like that, right? Krillin's always been the more intelligent of the two, between Goku and Krillin.
Yeah, but Krillin was the more up intelligent, until this Goku's point, like, the intelligence has been shown in, like, battle and applications of that, and, like, understanding theoretical stuff easier than Goku, but that hasn't really mattered to the story up until this point. Now he might actually be doing something that, like, that will actually be like, okay, shit, we have a... We're letting Krillin, like, lead this one, right?
At the start of the series, we did also see Krillin, like, cheat his way. So he did kind of show his intelligence that way, though.
Okay, but was that shown as a positive thing, though?
No.
Precisely.
True.
More street smarts than anything. Also, can we just talk about how cold Goku is when he comes?
We're moving too fast with this. I want to just talk about... this is before Piccolo dies. Gohan's, like, rage boost when he just attacks Nappa.
Okay. He uses Masenko, right? Which, like, there was a footnote in the official translation saying this is Piccolo's signature move. When has he used this? I don't remember this.
I know that it's Piccolo's move, but I don't remember when he used this.
Isn't it like in the Unstrengthened in the Heavens? Didn't he use it there?
I'd imagine so, because that's like the only.
I think that was original Piccolo, besides the Raditz fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of has to be there, but, like, I don't remember him using it.
Like, I think it was when it was still, like, old.
It was not Junior used it. Junior used it in the 23rd Martial Arts tournament.
So the last tournament, okay. I thought it was, like, the one before that, the second, but yeah.
Yeah, now I remember. He used it, like, up in the air when he, like, blasts Goku.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I remember, like...
But he doesn't do this, right? He does this instead of this.
Okay.
That makes it less, like, memorable. Isn't like, oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah. You use it in different ways.
I mean, you can see, like, Gohan doesn't know how to, like, specifically does it. He just pours his key into it. He just screams the name that he knows, because Piccolo's probably, like, told him a little bit. And it also, like, reinforces his hands. Like, I think is, like, one point it's better to focus on.
Yeah, I feel like this is, like, the same thing with the Rasengan. You know how Naruto uses it differently than the other people that use Rasengan, right?
Maybe.
Like, adapt to their own. Like how Krillin has made the Kamehameha, like, his own actual move. Like, he adapted it to, like, be the storm of...
Which, once again, like, we see that with the Destructor Disk again, that Krillin is just more creative than Goku with, like, applications of Ki. Which I honestly love seeing this every time it happens. Every time Krillin busts out a new move and Goku pulls up with yet another technique, he's just yoinked from another master.
Like Kaioken, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kaioken, Kamehameha is not his. He caught that shit, too. Like, he... Even him flying is from Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Bro, he's just stealing.
Man has not had an original thought ever.
Safe son. That's his only original thought. Safe son.
Safe son and... Oh, no, it's not Luffy meat. It's just food.
Yep.
We've never seen anyone in the series eat food like he does. I'm just saying.
That's his original thought.
Even Kaio was like, what the fuck are you doing?
How can you eat while dead, bro? You're not supposed to get hungry when you're dead.
You're not supposed to get hungry. How are you defying the laws of death?
And he was just like, I don't care, I need more.
Yep. It reminds me of like
even insulted it was so funny. Anyway.
It reminds me of like the stones in Steven Universe. They don't need to eat or sleep, but they do it anyways. Just cause. Well, specifically, Amethyst.
Steven does have to eat, right?
Yeah, he's
half human,
so yeah, he still has to eat and stuff. Unless...
I've never watched this show, so I don't...
Steven Universe is
I've seen the characters.
Jeez,
and I know that, that on Tumblr, these motherfuckers are ruthless.
Yep. Anyway, Goku, when he comes, like, he is so cool. He checks Piccolo's pulse. He ignores Nappa and Vegeta completely. Like, he doesn't give those two flying fucks. He just checks, okay, dead. Checks around, everyone's dead. That's mad. And then just completely dodges Nappa.
Yeah, bro. This is just the most pissed we've seen Goku, like, ever. And I'm here for it. Like,
Krillin knew it as well. Krillin was like, this guy is pissed.
He's like, I'm out. I'm done. Like, you ever, like, been around, like, a friend and like, they get upset, like, genuinely? And it makes you uncomfortable. I think that like that's what Krillin was experiencing. It's I'm not used to seeing him like this. This is uncomfortable. Yeah. I am out.
Yeah, it's like he's usually jolly and like, oh, okay, Krillin, how you doing? And now he's just like,
Krillin, get out.
Yeah, you should leave now. I'm gonna. Oh yeah. So that was cool. It was cool to see.
Also, like, okay, so like him powering up. Right, like when we have the stones, like the rocks floating around him, like I remember watching this in the anime, and I thought that was cool, and it was like a really cool like showing of like, oh, okay, he's using so much ki and energy, like it's lifting the stones around him. But what made it feel like even better in the manga was that like there were several like panels of the rocks, right? Like it was on Goku, which was like a good size panel, and then it was like. You saw the rocks floating when it cut the Nappa's reaction, when it cut the Vegeta's reaction. And that just made it seem like it was literally everywhere. Which
even
is
across, like, now looking at it, I have the panel pulled up. In front of Krillin and Gohan, who were saying, like, there's some little rocks there as well.
Yeah, and, like that's something you can't really achieve with, like, in anime, because it's like, you have the one, just the one frame of the screen.
Mm-hmm,
but, you know, like, here we have several instances, and, like, just seeing all that, like, come together... Like, even though it's cut off from each other, it makes it feel like the whole page is just overwhelmed with, like, Goku's power, right? That I absolutely loved.
Now, very cool. Now comes the one thing I do know as a fun fact. The actual translation is 8,000, like, a power level over 8,000.
Yep.
In the anime, they changed to 9,000 because it just sounds better.
And that's the meme.
Exactly.
It became a huge meme, and it's great.
That's wrong.
It's over 9,000.
It's over 8,000.
Now it's a lot.
It sounds so dull. Yeah, it doesn't sound as good.
Doesn't sound good. Oh, I don't remember when this happens, but can we just talk about how Goku? Well, this happens the whole fight. He just styles on Nappa. Nappa gets some.
There's
good...
just one panel I forgot out of it. That he was standing on Nappa's head.
Yeah, that's the most disrespectful.
So fucking disrespectful.
Bro, that's the most disrespectful shit I've ever seen. Imagine you're going to punch a guy and he just stands on your head, bro. That's, oh my god. That's insane.
Look, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm going home. I've lost.
Yeah.
I've lost.
You're cooked. Like, what?
I'm going home. I ain't trying to scrap with that. Like that's what a motherfucker styles on you, and you give him like a nasty look and leave.
Yes, yeah. Bro. Should
the best you can do is look at the motherfucker funny at that point.
Yeah, bro. Oh my god. And then you go to hit him, and he just appears in front of him. Yeah, he's cooked. No, Nappa should have taken that as a sign and be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go."
Yeah, I'm good. Actually,
he should have just packed his clothes, you know, went into the pod and be like, "Hey, Vegeta, I'm gonna wait on this planet. Come here when you're done."
Like, I'm retiring.
Yes.
I'm retired.
Yeah, now he's dead.
Ghost Nappa!
Gonna come back to haunt Vegeta!
Hey, Vegeta!
Oh my god. Alright,
so I don't know the conversion. Like, so it's 220, right? For to. I'm trying to remember which fucking chapter it was. Because for me, it was chapter 34.
So it should.
Which.
34. Okay, I could just. 36, so that's 28. 228.
Okay, so 228. So chapter 228. I just imagine y'all have some shit to say about that, at the very least, Hutt. Just for the opening two pages.
I think it's 228.
I'll wait. Let's just go through the other stuff first, right?
Okay. I literally have it in my notes. Hutt will have something to say about the start of this chapter.
Anyways, yeah, I like Goku, like, hitting Nappa for every dead person. Like, for every person he killed helped kill. That was, even Piccolo.
How about every person in the city he killed? Like, we're just...
Goku doesn't know about that, so...
Yeah, but they still died.
Yeah, but is he gonna... Yeah. He paralyzed him for them, you know? That's what they got. So... Is he just gonna name, like, this is for Bob, this is for Nico,
Kevin,
this is for their dog Franklin,
the third,
yeah. And his two sons,
the fourth and fifth.
I wonder how long that would take, man. That would be crazy.
I mean, knowing Goku, he could probably knock that shit out in like 3 seconds.
Including
Appa.
Oh yeah, definitely. Goku was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna use him as a stress toy. That other guy's a little strong, so I'll have to wait for him. But this guy, perfect match.
Where's the Nappa squeak toy?
Yeah. Oh, also, Vegeta just guiding Nappa throughout this, like babysitting him, be like, "Hey, Nappa, stay calm, or you'll be done." It's just nice.
If Nappa hadn't killed 4 people that we like and the whole city before, he would not be threatening.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be. But yeah, okay, you go. Good job. Just stay calm, and you got this. Yeah, that would be.
Also, can we talk about like the fake out where like he just Nappa's like, help me, Vegeta, and he's like grabs him, like, sure. Geek motherfucker, bitch.
Like he grabs his hand, so like, thank you, Vegeta. No problem. Anyways, yeet.
So anyway, I start blasting.
That's what he did too. Oh. Also, Vegeta just keeping it under like the suspicion that he might be hiding his power still. I should like wait.
Yeah, Vegeta's not stupid.
Yeah,
he really isn't.
I feel bad for him having to be with like 2 dumbass teammates, bro.
Yeah, Raditz was. I don't have any words for Raditz. He was just, I guess. Raditz was just a bitch.
Just an asshole. He was just an asshole.
Raditz was an asshole. Nappa was just like a bodybuilder who's angy.
Yeah, very angy bodybuilder.
I mean, he's dumb, so he's just like the barbarian like stereotype of like just angry.
Does that make Raditz the rogue?
Sure. What is weak? Makes sense.
What's Vegeta then?
Fighter.
Yeah.
Monk!
Ooh, that's a good one, actually.
Could be Monk.
He do be throwing hands.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what's that, but I haven't watched it yet. Damn it.
Also, one thing that I just wanted to say, when Nappa just does the mouth blast, we get a Goku surprise shot, then immediate, like, a Kamehameha already fired.
Yeah, that was a quick response coming out.
Oh, fuck. Like, yeah, and he pulled it out of his ass.
It was like, shit! That was fast, bro. He didn't even say Kamehameha. I was like, ha-ha, bro.
He just said the ha-ha.
Yeah.
Ha!
Who good? Do you think, like, same motion, just different words, you get different, like, effects?
The heart's explosion. That would actually be
cool. Roma!
It just turns, like, you say, Kame, and it summons a turtle.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Like, bro. A very slow beam that, like, it's very slow. He approaches to.
Hatsuhino ne tori na. Anyways. You were, yeah.
You are.
What? So, Goku didn't kill Nappa, but he did paralyze him.
Is that... Which caused his death, because Vegeta doesn't want paralyzed.
I mean, no, he didn't kill him. Vegeta killed him, but...
Do we count towards the kill count, though? That's the question.
No. I'm just saying, that's still pretty bad, you know?
Is what's gonna take over the world.
Especially for, like, a fighter like Nappa that loves fighting in, like, pillaging planet. Actually, now that I think about it, paralyzing him is probably, you know, the worst punishment he could get. Instead of death. Right.
Look, but Vegeta, like, punishments worse than death don't count on the kill list.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Counts on the war crimes list, maybe, but not the punishment.
On the Geneva kill list. Geneva list.
Yep. It reminds me of, like, Luffy. Like, Luffy when he, for example, when he beat Crocodile. Now he just, like, made him see his kingdom, his everything, you know, what he was chasing for, you know, plummet to the ground and then just thrown in jail. That was probably worse for Crocodile than, you know, dying. But now he's out. Now he's out.
Oh,
now
right. Don't be spoilers. Ooh.
Ooh. Sorry.
You're 5 years, you're 15 years late. Read up.
Yeah. more than 15 years. 10.
Alabasta, almost, like, I don't know.
20. I think.
Alabasta is, like, around 100, so, like.
I think 2006 or 2007 in the anime was when Water 7 happened.
Way after. So, yeah, that's
oh, like that's years. Like. It's a good while.
17, 18 ish. Fuck it.
Anyways, so. Chapter 34.
Is that the one 34? Where Vegeta and Goku are starting their standoff?
The very same.
Wait, do I have anything to talk? This might take a while, so I'm just gonna check if I. Oh yeah. For them talking about the Kaioken having a drawback, that was nice. So
it could kill you, but it probably won't. Because you're the main character.
It's your main character.
Yep.
The fun thing, when he used it to the, I think it's to the second, against Vegeta, for me, that one chapter is colored. Sometimes I have, like, a colored chapter in between. And it just was, he was just fully pink. He was just a pink motherfucker.
Yep.
Hilarious. Yeah, they have a limited color palette.
I feel like the coloring works really well. Yeah. I think they, like, make it super entertaining to read through. And, like, because the colors just, they look nice and they work well with the art. And, like, adding that to, like, the, you know, easy to follow, like, the easy artwork outside of that and the simple, like, it's simple storytelling, but it's effective. And, like, all those, like, factors, like, combined for just, like, a super nice and breezy, like, read through.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so chapter 34.
There we go.
Love just, like, how it started, right? Vegeta...
How it started versus how it's going.
Yep. Vegeta being, like... Since he is of a higher class, he's basically just, you know... What's it called? Just talking down to Goku, right?
Being an aristocrat, yeah.
Yeah. And him being like, okay, you can't amount to anything other than what you were born as. Because they're all tested at birth. You know, like you said, they're tested at birth. And if you're weak, you're just sent off to some random low-level planet, right? And he, since he's an elite, he's always been treated that way since, you know, the planet was alive, right? So what I like about this is this fight essentially now is set up to represent what is better. Hard work, you know, coming from nothing and building yourself up, or having everything already and standing on a pedestal above everyone else. So, like, the outcome of this fight, of who wins in this individual clash of ideologies, represent what is the best way to go about this. And I really like that.
I want to say one thing. The, like, chapter 33 for you then, or, like, the chapter 227. The panel, the last panel of that chapter is Goku in the forefront and then Vegeta in the back. This chapter starts off with them flipped, so like the other perspective from back behind Vegeta.
Yeah,
I really like that detail. Like, it's like you're seeing both, like you see the camera like pan around basically.
It's really cool. Also, you can see.
I do agree with the talents versus hardworking. It's a really cool like dynamic of like how opposed they are. I also love that Goku's like, I'm glad I came here because I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah. Also, at the end of the chapter, you can see that Goku is, like, positioned lower than Vegeta. Like, Vegeta... And actually, throughout the fight, whenever they have a, like, small pause, and they, like, stand on the cliff, Vegeta always stands on the cliff above Goku's. Like, that's it. Like, that's a very neat detail.
That's something that Toriyama's really good at, because that right there is visual storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, environmental storytelling.
Yeah, this also makes sense that he thinks he's above everyone, because he was the one, like, ordering Nappa around, being like, Nappa, do this, do that. And he even was like, damn, if this continues, I'll have to do things myself, which he, you know, he doesn't want to do because he has lackeys.
The last time I had to kill some bastard.
Exactly. And, but, like, he has lackeys to do it for him, so, like, it feels like he doesn't have to do it himself, and that's, like,
yes, go commit genocide for me.
He's like a king, basically, right?
Mm. He's also
in society was built, I guess.
Yeah, he's also named after the planet, so.
Yeah. Nappa says that, yeah. Nappa says, like, there's a reason they call him after the planet.
Yeah.
Because he's that good.
And it actually seems like Vegeta is, like, backing up. He's not all talk, like, Nappa, and. Just Nappa.
I do want to say one thing, by the way, before we even. I kind of forgot about this. Like, Krillin being smart and saying, like, hey, you guys shouldn't fight here. If you can, get it away here, and so we can save the bodies, is honestly, we didn't give props to that, but I think it's a good move on, like, Krillin's side. Like, hey, we don't want the bodies mangled, so...
Yeah, just in case this crazy
idea
works.
That's what I'm basing on, like, that's what I was basing the whole, like, I think he's got a plan out of this.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Goku's like, but we can't wish them back. And he's like, just do it, okay?
I got something. Don't worry about it.
Trust me,
let
bro.
Him cook.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let me cook, let bro. Him cook.
And Goku was like questioning it a bit. And I was like, fine. Let's just. I'll get him out of here. That's nice. He trusts his best bud. Yeah.
Can we talk about Goku surpassing like Vegeta in power level in Kaioken Times 3? It's just.
Did he?
Yeah.
Vegeta says so. Vegeta says he's even surpassed me in my power.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I'm pretty sure he does. Yeah.
It can't be. His power level has exceeded my own. That's what he said.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he surpassed my power, yep.
It's the last panel we fucking get to read before we have to stop.
Yep. It's great. Also, I just want to say that the Kaioken, the trail makes it a lot easier to read the fight as well. Even more so than it already is, right? Because then you can just follow the trail really well.
And see, like, the move, like, him jumping over top of Vegeta. And then...
Yeah, and it's really nice because it's easy to follow. You can do, like, oh,
also bounce just, from there. Like, the coloring once again. Just,
yes, like, bro.
Awesome. Yeah. I still like that Ryu, you're reading, like, essentially, was probably scans of my thing, but then, like, the Japanese version.
Yeah, then retranslate it. Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, the panels are not like the... Like, sometimes you have a bad scan. I had this when I was reading Helsing, that you could actually see, like, the creases, and you could see that the thing was not really straight, like, the actual scan.
Yeah, I had that one.
Mines are, like, fully scanned, and they're flat. They're actually, like, digital. They're good digitals.
You had that when
makes
you were reading
sense.
What?
That's old as well.
Banana fish.
Yeah.
Banana fish?
It's actually really good. Like it, it's old, and the art style kind of like tells you that. But if you get through
So does Helsing. To be fair, Helsing's art is quite old. You can tell it's dated. Dragon Ball surprisingly holds up very well.
Yeah, I feel like even though you know it came out.
I mean, I think it's also because it like inspired a lot of art after it, right? So like it kind of gets that timeless feeling because it stood the test of time of like people still like this. Because like even like if you look like early Dragon Ball art, you're like, okay, yeah, this feels older somehow.
Yeah, now we're in like the Dragon Ball Z.
That's what you have with like One Piece as well. Like the new One Piece, they changed the art style. Like Oda improved over the years, but you can tell that like stuff is older. But
their
first like 100 chapters, I'd say like the art is worse, but eventually it gets better, and then you get to a point where it just looks similar enough to the newer stuff where you're like, oh, that's just One Piece.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people prefer how it looked before, like pre time skip though. But I guess that's with everyone.
I think like pre time skip was a lot cleaner, like in the art style.
Yeah.
Whereas post time skip, like there's a little bit more like, I don't know how to put it. It feels a little bit more like rough.
I feel like
it's a lot of ways.
More like a sketch. Like it's less like clean line art, I think.
Yeah, and like more sketchy line art, which I personally like. I think like when you get like close ups of that, and like when there's a lot going on, it looks really good. But I definitely also like the clean art style, because like when you get like an early One Piece, like pre time skip, like panel with like double page spread or like just a big panel, and like you look at that, you're like, damn, this shit is clean, this shit is crisp. When you get the post time skip, you see the different, the movement in it a bit more, which I still think is sick. I like that personally, but I understand that some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
I get the point as well. Like especially like looking at this, there's like just Dragon Ball chapters. Like the line art is super clean. There's like no sketchiness. The lines are all like super neatly drawn. Which unless they're going for like a high speed thing, which they're doing the line thing, but that's different.
Yeah, but like even then, like it's straight lines, right? Which helps.
Yeah, it's very clean. It's not just like with the hand, just like a few. They actually probably use a ruler with it, like, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So can we just talk about how even while Goku is using the Kaioken, Vegeta's still keeping up like really well?
Great. Right. Also, Goku had laser eyes. He must be put on a thumbnail. he had the laser eyes. It is my time.
It's your time.
Yeah. Who let bro cook? Anyway.
Who let bro cook?
Yeah, also, like what you said with the like keeping up, I do agree, because like it shows that Vegeta is a trained fighter. Like he is experienced in martial arts.
Yeah.
Like even Goku is technically stronger here. He's still like doing his best to not. It's like he's not just giving up. He's
like,
still
it's also like noticeable that like Goku is like training himself to be here, whereas this is like Vegeta's almost natural level, right?
Yeah. Like thing is, Goku is a better martial artist, and he's like temporarily stronger, but he has to focus on his ki as to not like destroy himself. And Vegeta is still pretty strong, so.
Yeah, he is hella strong.
So there is.
He blew up a Saiyan.
Yep, he does have both pros and cons with this.
Yeah, like there's pros and cons to everybody, which like you actually get to see them, and that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Also, I don't.
A bit more well-rounded in that sense.
I don't remember which one of you called it, but yeah, you see Yajirobe's here. Yeah, I remember one of you like calling it last episode, I think.
Well, I'd have to have been Ryo because I knew he was gonna be here. Just remember, oh, I've read this. Shit. I've seen this shit before.
Yeah, but I don't know with your goldfish memory, bro.
I think I did say like, hey, where's Yajirobe? It's like he wasn't there at the fight. That's what I think. I think that's what I said.
He's here now, you know. He should show up.
I love how like don't sense his ki though. They don't sense him.
I mean, yeah, Goku is like
focus on each other. I'm assuming, right?
Goku is too busy with Vegeta, so he can't like focus on other
Vegeta
factors.
And Vegeta, Yajirobe.
No, also
Vegeta can feel him or not.
No, doesn't really feel ki.
Vegeta can't even feel
he meets the sensor, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a thing of, like, they have the technology to do so, so they're lazy and don't do it themselves.
They have the technology.
Yeah, they never nerfed
Vila has the tech to do it. But, like, the Earth fighters, the Z fighters, didn't have that. So they just had to learn to, like, sense it.
Yeah, the humans are, like, Earthlings are very good at adapting to things. Like, they learned how to fly on their own and now they sense powers. Yeah, they, like, even, like, concentrate their energy to a certain point, which the Saiyans say they can't do. Which is pretty interesting.
Also, controller key.
Like, yeah, control their key.
Goku's
power the exception
levels. Here, because Goku's technically the same. But Goku I think, the outlier because he learned from humans.
But he is an Earthling. He might not be he's not human, but he is an Earthling, right?
True. Even like, says again, like so. He learned from humans. He learned from martial arts from humans to control his ki and to control like power levels and sense that to points instead of just keeping a power level steady on his whole body. Which Kaioken technically is, but that's a whole different debate.
Mm-hmm. Alright, with that, is there anything else that we want to talk about?
Let me check my notes.
This fight is cooking, bro.
The fight is really good. Like I said, it's very easy and nice to read through. I'm very much enjoying myself when we're reading the chapters.
Same.
They're a lot more. Like, comparing this to like old Dragon Ball, like where we were something like, oh, not again, or like Dice. Like, we're all like just. Oh yeah, this shit is good. They're cooking.
It's good, yeah. This is good, like, action.
Yeah, definitely.
Alright, then, with that, we're going to call it here, and we will be back next week for chapters 231 to 240, or if you're me, chapters 27 to 36. 37 to 46. Thank you, Ryu. You are going to keep correcting me on this, because I cannot get this right.
Even though you're the one reading them and I'm not.
Yep, I don't know what the fuck is going on. This brain is cooked.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane. With that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Later.
Do hot.
Peace.
Operator, Ben, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.